Here is the business in one sentence. Bring Zion the operational problem that is costing an owner time, customers, or control, and he will build the bounded fix. The primary audience is non-technical owners of hospitality, event, and sales-led businesses in Gabe's network. They are not buying lessons about artificial intelligence. They are buying a result that works without asking them to become the operator of another software stack. Revenue follow-through is the clearest first job because the loss is visible. An inquiry arrived, a buyer abandoned checkout, a private event lead waited, a trial booked but never showed. Zion can connect the sources, create the next step, preserve the human handoff, and report what became business. But that is a wedge, not a wall. The same operating method can repair staff and vendor handoffs, scattered owner reporting, creator campaign approvals, repeatable content production, risky customer data workflows, and other one-off problems nobody has productized. The owner starts with a 20-minute fit call. If the problem and the economics are real, the next step is a $2,500 paid blueprint. That produces the baseline, the operating map, the payback math, the data boundary, the acceptance tests, and a fixed build quote. The rule is simple. Define the problem, build the fix, prove it works, and run it safely. Gabe, this is what Zion wants from you. First, review the content and positioning honestly. The test is whether an established owner understands the problem, the outcome, and the next step without needing a technical explanation. Second, where the fit is real, make a warm introduction. The useful sentence is, Zion builds the operational fix behind the problem your team keeps working around. Follow-up and booking recovery are common first jobs, but not the limit. He also builds controlled handoffs, owner reporting, content operations, approval paths, and one-off systems. A good introduction is an established hospitality, event, agency, or sales-led owner with a proven offer, real volume, room for more business, and a costly process nobody owns cleanly. One group text or email is enough. Zion replies within one business day, runs the fit call, and either declines, recommends a next step, or offers the blueprint. Gabe is not responsible for scoping or managing delivery. The lead proof is not a course or a logo. It is Zion's professional background and a permissioned client build. Zion has worked for years in a security operations center, the team that watches for and responds to security incidents. He has also worked as a governance, risk, and compliance and cybersecurity analyst, making sure a business handles data and risk properly and can prove it. In plain language, he spends his working life answering four questions. What happened? What evidence proves it? Who or what had permission? And how do we respond without making the problem worse? That matters because the trust objection kills many artificial intelligence projects. The generic seller can demonstrate a fast bot. The owner still has to ask whether it will expose customer data, take an action it should not take, silently drop work, or claim success when the real system failed. Zion's professional judgment is the answer to that objection. He leads with the business outcome, then uses limited access, visible ownership, evidence, human escalation, and safe failure so the result survives contact with the real operation. Tree Trace and Oversight Protocol support this authority. They are public Apache 2.0 engineering systems that buyers can inspect. Tree Trace shows how automated handoffs can leave a record. Oversight Protocol shows how a system can stop, escalate, and refuse to call work complete without evidence. There is also a real anonymized client story, shared with permission. A personal training and fitness business had no website. In August 2026, Zion built a booking website with online payments, a corrected price catalog, a 2-hour minimum booking lead time, and an administration dashboard. The business went from no website to being able to take bookings and payments online. That is the complete verified claim today. Revenue, customer, booking, and conversion results remain blank until the client supplies and approves the numbers. Nothing is estimated or implied. The public work supports the proof. Zion's day-to-day security and governance, risk, and compliance work is the reason an owner can trust him near systems, customer data, and money. Start where Gabe already has trust: hospitality, events, and owner-led sales organizations. In nightlife and hospitality, inquiries for tables, guest lists, private events, groups, and memberships arrive through several channels. The recognizable problem is not artificial intelligence. It is that the message went to the wrong person, waited too long, or never produced a confirmed next step. For event promoters and event management firms, the leak can be between interest and checkout, between a sponsor and proof of delivery, or between a venue, vendor, staffing lead, and event day exception. A useful system can recover ticket intent, route responsibilities, preserve approvals, and show performance by source. For agencies and sales teams, the owner often cannot prove who followed up, why a qualified lead died, whether the meeting happened, or which campaign became collected revenue. Zion can create qualification, ownership, booking, recovery, stage discipline, and a plain executive report. The system markets share the same operating shape: private event restaurants, wedding venues, caterers, boutique hotels, private clubs, med spas, fitness studios, tours, commercial cleaning companies, and productive real estate teams all have valuable inventory or appointments that can expire. The custom range matters too. A venue may need a single guest, vendor, and staffing handoff. A creator agency may need briefs, approvals, assets, and proof of delivery in one path. An owner may need one decision report across ticketing, booking, customer relationship management, and payments. These are examples, not the edge of what Zion can build. The follow-through engine is the most repeatable first solution. It starts by connecting the forms, calls, email, calendar, customer relationship system, ticketing, and payment sources already in use. It preserves where the inquiry came from, removes duplicates, and names the owner of the next step. While intent is fresh, the system sends a consented acknowledgement and asks only the questions needed to route the person. Simple buyers can move to a ticket, table, tour, estimate, appointment, or checkout. Considered sales go to a qualified human conversation. The system then handles reminders, no-show recovery, abandoned steps, and appropriate reactivation. It stops when the person opts out. It escalates when judgment is needed. If an integration fails, the inquiry falls back to the client's existing inbox or manual route instead of disappearing. The monthly owner report is deliberately plain. It shows inquiries, response time, qualified leads, booked actions, attendance, paid outcomes, attributable contribution, exceptions, and the one change recommended next. The client gives Zion one 90-minute kickoff, approved access, one decision maker, and a 20-minute weekly approval during the build. The client's team still fulfills the appointment and performs any close that requires a person. Zion maps, builds, tests, monitors, documents, reports, and improves the system. The value is not a cheap answering bot. It is the connected path from legitimate demand to an owned, measured business outcome. The price ladder stays exactly as Zion approved it. The revenue leak blueprint is $2,500 fixed. It produces the baseline, leak map, buyer math, data and consent boundary, target numbers, build design, and fixed quote. It includes no live production automation. The fee is credited once to an accepted build within 30 days. OnePath recovery is $7,500 setup, plus $1,500 per month. It is one location, one source, one valuable booking or close path, one recovery sequence, safe fallback, and a monthly report. The growth engine is $12,500 setup, plus $3,500 per month. It supports up to three intake sources: qualification, booking, reminders, one reactivation path, up to five low-risk integrations, attribution, and monthly improvement. The hospitality booking engine is $15,000 setup, plus $5,000 per month. It fits an event-led venue, hospitality group, boutique hotel, or private club whose booking contribution and available capacity support the investment. The event revenue engine is $20,000 setup, plus $7,500 per month. It serves a recurring event portfolio with meaningful ticket, private event, or sponsorship contribution. The sales follow-through engine is $25,000 setup, plus $8,500 per month. It fits a mature agency or sales organization where a small number of additional wins can repay the system. The open book one-off build is $30,000 to $75,000, plus $3,000 to $10,000 per month for optional managed care. It is for a bounded high-value problem outside the examples. Advertising, creators, messaging, voice, software, ticketing, and payment fees remain visible and separate. When a buyer cannot support the next tier, Zion reduces scope. He does not discount a larger promise into an unsafe price. High price only works when the buyer's economics work. The screening formula is monthly service fee divided by contribution from one incremental paid outcome. That gives the additional outcomes required each month to cover the service. Use contribution after direct cost, not impressive gross revenue. Consider private events. Public triple seat data puts average event revenue around $3,532. At a planning contribution of 25%, one event contributes about $883. $1,500 per month needs roughly two additional events. $3,500 needs about four. $5,000 needs about six. That can work for an event-led venue with available dates. It is not automatically sensible for an ordinary single restaurant with thin margins. For a residential cleaning example, a 90-day recurring client may contribute only about $296. $1,500 per month would need roughly six additional client cohorts. $5,000 would need about 17. A solo cleaner cannot support the flagship. A larger multi-crew or commercial company might support a smaller build or a performance model if its real contract contribution proves it. For a mature agency, one $5,000 monthly client at 50% delivery contribution adds $2,500 per month. An $8,500 service needs roughly four incremental active clients. That can be credible for a proven agency. It is absurd for a tiny studio. Every proposal replaces planning examples with the owner's average ticket, direct cost, current volume, close rate, cancellations, available capacity, and source of truth data. If those numbers are missing, sell the blueprint, not the build. Some buyers will prefer a fee tied directly to a measured unit. Zion can offer four performance link shapes after the blueprint establishes clean definitions and attribution. The held qualified appointment model is $5,000 setup, $1,500 per month, and $300 for each held qualified appointment. The sales accepted lead model is $4,000 setup, $1,000 per month, and $150 to $350 for each lead the client accepts under the signed definition. Performance pricing is not a way to make Zion absorb a weak offer, an empty pipeline, or a client's failure to close. Baseline period, qualification, attendance, duplicate handling, refunds, cancellations, attribution window, cap, data access, and monthly reconciliation are written before launch. Security is a separate premium only where it is real. Work touching health-related information, identity, memberships, payments, regulated sales, multi-location permissions, or material customer records may add $5,000 to $15,000 to setup and $1,000 to $3,000 per month. Simple reminders for a small operator receive baseline controls without pretending the market will fund a separate security program. Zion does not imply legal compliance without the required specialists, agreements, and evidence. That includes the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act for protected health information, payment card security standards, and a system and organization controls to audit for a service provider's controls. Capacity is part of the product because Zion works Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. There is one active build at a time and no overlapping launches. The maximum is three managed clients. In practice, the sustainable shape is one active build plus two stable managed clients. Sales pauses when the next promised start date would make delivery unsafe. The build moves through four gates: blueprint, bounded build, shadow launch beside the manual route, and 90 days of managed proof. The client signs acceptance criteria, ownership, data access, source of truth, and fallback before launch. There is no fake 24/7 human response promise. Monitoring can run continuously, but critical failures route to the client's existing manual path and Zion responds inside the written service boundary. The first two accepted service clients receive founding client advantage, not a price cut. The $2,500 blueprint is credited to the accepted build. They receive the next available single build slot, one direct 20-minute decision call each week through the first 90 days, their stated monthly care rate locked for 12 months, and a documented before and after operating result. Zion receives permission to prepare a sanitized case study, but the client approves every public word, image, and number before use. The delivery guarantee covers the signed scope, working sessions, acceptance tests, safe fallback, documentation, and one correction cycle. It does not guarantee revenue. If the agreed build criteria still cannot be met after correction, the client may stop before launch and receive the unearned implementation balance back. Managed care begins only after launch acceptance. Professional authority opens the trust conversation. Owned public work makes the operating method inspectable. TreeTrace supports the claim that an automated handoff can leave a record that a reviewer can follow. Oversight protocol supports the claim that the system can stop, escalate, and refuse false completion. Clip Engine demonstrates repeatable content operations. Darwin demonstrates experiments with a success number and a stop rule. Docket and the agent bus demonstrate ownership and receipts across handoffs. That proof also supplies the content engine. The first frame shows the owner visible problem. Your ad worked, then the lead waited 47 minutes. Your guest list form ends in an inbox. Booked is not showed. A text sent is not a booking made. Why can a $5,000 retainer be cheap for one owner and absurd for another? Each piece uses one proof object: a timer, intake route, booking path, owner report, evidence record, or safe fallback diagram. The offer enters only after the owner understands the loss. The next step is one revenue leak scorecard, not a maze of links. The primary funnel is owner-facing proof or a Gabe introduction, then the scorecard, then a 20-minute fit call, then the $2,500 blueprint. The blueprint either produces a fixed build quote or explains why the system should not be built yet. Zion's public sites support one path. His personal site is the front door. TreeTrace and Oversight Protocol provide inspectable evidence. The transactional surface handles approved payment and delivery. No new platform is required to test whether owners will buy the result.
The analytics contract counts movement, not noise. Attention is a content view, 3-second hold, halfway view, or a qualified profile visit. The landing page records a unique visit, proof click, and scorecard start. The scorecard records start, completion, market, size, and fit band without putting sensitive answers into analytics. The calendar records requested, booked, held, and qualified calls. Stripe records an offered, paid, and refunded blueprint. The client's customer relationship, booking, or payment system records the business result: inquiry, qualified, booked, attended, paid, contribution, and exception. One funnel identifier follows the honest joinable path from first visit to payment metadata. Activity never masquerades as revenue. Automated response and human response stay separate. Every dashboard number has a definition and a source. The first 30 days are deliberately small. Lock the buyer sentence. Ship the 7-question revenue leak scorecard. Build the result logic, landing page, event tracking, blueprint intake, checkout, and 1-page owner report. Record owner-facing proof from public or synthetic systems. Ask Gabe for a small number of personal introductions. Open only 4 fit call slots and sell no more than 2 blueprints in the first window. 2 paid blueprints is a real month one win. 0 is still useful if the sample is large enough. The response is to repair the hook market, or offer with evidence, not to broaden the business or lower every price. The practitioner business remains useful, but it stays in its lane. The governed agent lab is $49 per month or $490 per year. The change control review is $299. The 6-week implementation sprint is $2,500 for the founding cohort or $3,500 at the standard price. That track is for technical practitioners who already have one bounded agent change and want authority, data, failure, evidence, acceptance, and rollback designed into the release. It can build authority, reusable methods, and future implementation talent. It is not what Gabe pitches to a restaurant, venue, promoter, or owner-led sales team. The owner-facing business has the priority. Bring the operational problem. Begin with the economics. Buy the blueprint when the fit is real. Then build one bounded system. Launch beside the manual path and measure what changed. Zion's advantage is not that he can connect another artificial intelligence tool. It is that he can deliver a useful outcome and answer the trust questions that decide whether the system belongs near customer data, important actions, and money. Zion handles scope, delivery, and proof. That is the business. Bring the problem, build the fix, prove it works, and run it safely.